Okay, tell everyone we're on page 151, Simon Kuf Ayin Dalad, Sif Vav. We're still talking about Birkas Hayayin. Today we are going to introduce the Machlokas in the Rishona found in Psachim. What about, we talked about Bracha Rishona in terms of you make a Bracha Rishona on wine before the Suda and you have more wine during the Suda. What about if you drink a cup of wine before the Suda as Birkas Hamazon going to patter that cup of wine? And obviously the biggest nafka mina is going to be in terms of Shabbos when you make Kiddush before the Suda is going to patter the wine. Okay? Many Rishonim hold Enachanayim Birkas Hamazon just like it covers everything in the Suda, so too the wine that you drink before the Suda Birkas Hamazon is going to cover that also. However, the Ramban and the Milchamos and the Ran and Psachim both hold that no, if you have a Birkas, a Brei Pri HaGafen before the Suda, even by a Koshal Kiddush, you have to make a Bracha Achron on it. You make a Bracha Achron and then the Birkas Hamazon is going to cover the rest of the Suda. Now the Mechaber, Paskins like Rav Rishona says over here, Ein Levarach Acher Yain Shebasuda, do not make a Bracha Achrona after wine that's drunk during the Suda, the Birkas Hamazon Potar To. V'chein Poteres Yain Shleif Nei Hamazon. Okay, so not only wine that's in the middle of Suda, I know. Birkas Brei Pri HaGafen, since going Bracha LeAtzmo, you have to make a Bracha Rishona. However, we pass in terms of Bracha Achrona, Birkas Hamazon covers the Birkas HaYayin for sure during the Suda. And we pass like the Rishona holds, even if you have the wine before the Suda, it's also going to pass the Birkas HaYayin, so the Hamazon, even if you do not drink more wine or grape juice during the Suda, the Birkas Hamazon is still going to patter the Kiddush wine or the wine that you drank right before the Suda. Find the comments of Simon Raisha and Beis, Uliyayin, Inyan, Jain, Shalom, Dolosh, Linim, Olin, Ayin, Kalim, Simon, Reish, Tzadi, Tess, Sif, Hey. That's the Psak and the Mechaber, and obviously that's the Minig Olam, that no one makes a Bracha Achrona on the wine Shal Kiddush, or any time they'll have wine right before the Suda. However, if you look in the Ber Halacha over here, the Chavetz Chaim brings out, he says like this, Dimer Masel, Chaim, Boteres, Yayin, Shalif, Neam, Ozum. Ein din zebor. This is not such a clear din. Ayin Baramban Mil Chamos, Perak Arbe Besachim. Uberan de Sorry Sham de Bain be Yain Shal Kiddush. Ubein Beshayin Yain Shalif Nea Mazon, Tsarich Broch Achrona. Vachin Dasa Tosos Besachim, so Dibar Maschel Yede Yain. So you have three of the Gdoli Rishonim over here that says you have to make a Broch Achrona on it. The Broch of Birkas Hamazon is only going to cover things you have actually during the Suda, but it's not strong enough to cover the things that you have before the Suda. However, the Mechaber passed like that, not like this. So listen to the pshara of the Chavetz Chaim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Ulefi Zanira, Shenachol Linyan Kiddush, the correct thing to do Linyan Kiddush is the following, Shalolishas Rakim Lulugmach, to only drink a cheek full of wine at Kiddush, Acher Kachlatzach, Chen Koto B'chai, Odom Klav Mal, Siv Gimel. Okay? Vim Shasa, Kol HaKos, if you drink more than a Mulugmach, you drink all Kos. So then, Yichavim Beis Birkas Hamazon, Liftar Yain, Shishatim, Yikolim, Yotza, Bezed, Vidi, Eved. Since the Mechaber, Paschus, it's Yotze, so you'll have Kavana in Birkas Hamazon that's gonna patter the cup of wine. In the end of the Ber Halacha, he says, anyways, what? But, there are a couple of Yotzim in a closet, the Ber Halacha does not point out over here, but it's a Dover Pashin, Moreno, Rabbi, and Rodem, and Saul told me the same thing. Number one, this is only if you're gonna make Kiddush and you're gonna have bread. Let's say Shabbos morning Kiddush in the Shul. Or, whatever, you're gonna have, like, many bitum, Shabbos morning, they make Kiddush, and they only have mizonos, and later on, they are going to wash. It's a davar pasha, this din would not apply, this chomer of the Chavetz Chaim would not apply. Why? Because he's gonna be making a bracha be'abercha ha'chaz main shalosh anyways. He's gonna say, al gefen, dafk over there, you should dafk have a revius of wine, in order that you could go ahead and make a bracha achroni. Even if you did not have a revius of wine, we're not gonna really talk about it now. But you had enough wine, you had a little, for sure, a little lugmav, then you'll add in al gefen with alumichia that you're saying anyways. Okay, so that is one exception to this rule that you don't have to be makbid only to have a mulo lugmav is if you're gonna be making anyways a bracha achas main shalosh, the chumra over here doesn't apply. Okay? But furthermore, we'll understand this a little bit later, later. And that is, this only applies if you're not also going to drink wine or grape juice during the Suda. If you're going to drink wine or grape juice during the Suda also, that connects the two drinkings of wine, and then for sure, Birkas Hamazon is going to patter both of them. This only applies if you're only going to drink wine or grape juice before a Hamotzi Shabbos meal. If it's either going to be only Mizonos, or it's you're going to drink also wine or grape juice during the Suda, that will connect the two brachas and you would not have to drink. At the end of the day, if one remembers, it's an interesting chumra over here that the Chavetz Chaim brings down. If you see people doing differently, they have definitely what to be yotzi, rov rishonim, the psak of the machaber over here. And anyways, for sure, b'diyevet, if you have kavanah, birkas hamazon, to pater, you're sure, for sure gonna be yotzi, yedei chovah. Okay? That's in terms of this. What about Mishnah Berurah? Look inside Mishnah Berurah, Sikon Kafe. What about Shar Mashkin? What about Shar Mashkin? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, three lines down. Ule inyan mayim ushari mashkim, in terms of water or other drinks, shishosa kodam amazon, that you drink before eating. I know you have a cup of water, you have a cup of meats before eating, then you go have a wash and have a soup. Okay? The eino shosa bedoch amazon, you're not planning on drinking more during the meal. If you're going to drink more during the meal, once again, it's going to connect them. We'll understand this better later on. And you for sure would not make a bracha achorna. But over here, you're drinking before the meal, and you're not going to drink during the meal. What's in? Das harbe achronim, the tzarech levarich aleim bracha achorna. Many achronim say that you should go ahead and make a brain of fashos before you go ahead and wash, and then go ahead and wash. Yes? So what's coming out over here, the achronim are saying that if you drink before a meal and you're not planning on drinking during the suda, you have to make a bracha achronim. Why? Because it has no connection to the suda. Okay, you're thirsty, that's not, the suda's in order to get satiated. You would have to make a bracha achronim. However, comes more into Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal, it's really basically a chai odom. In the end of Bir Matzah of Afilu Hayalo, says, I'll read in the Seder the Bir Halacha, seven lines from the bottom of the page, is the chat of a chai odom. Da filu b'mayim, even if you're talking about mayim. If he is very hungry, he actually has hunger, but he can't eat because he's so thirsty. Okay? Sometimes you're so thirsty that until you quench your thirst, you can't even go ahead and wash. Okay? You can't go ahead and eat your suda. So that's the reason why you're drinking right now, says the Chai Adam. That's very much connected to the suda. Because I can't have my suda until I drink. Once I drink, now I can go ahead and start my suda. Im Kain, says the Chai Adam, repeated by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal over here, Dibra Masel Einam Shayachim. He says over here, Lachay Muchach Lechora Kedasa Chai Adam Kedisa Berlacha, Dibra Masel Afilu. He says over here, this specific Nekuda, if that's the reason why you're drinking, it is very much connected to the suda, and therefore, Birkas Lebazon will go ahead and cover the water in that case. So at the end of the day, it depends why you're drinking. You're drinking because you're bored and you want to take a little drink, or you just want to drink before the suda. You're really hungry now, but you just want to drink right now. No, but then you want to make a bracha, bray na fashos, and then start your suda. If you're only drinking in order that you can go ahead and eat, then Birkas Lebazon is going to go ahead and cover it. See, Zayin. Im ein lo yayin, so now we get to the din of, do you have to make a bracha? We know you make a break bracha on wine or grape juice during a suda. What about, okay, that's a halacha we saw later on. Even not on Shabbos. You have a cup of grape juice in the middle of a suda, lemaisa, li paskin, you go ahead and make a break bracha. That's it. What about shar mashkin? So 3 days in the Rishon. Okay, 3 days are all going to be brought down over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam holds that birkas amotzi paters shar mashkin. People like to drink amongst the suda. Helps you digest your food better and things like this. And therefore, it's part of the suda. Birkas Hamazon is going to pater shar mashkin. The Bahag Baal Hilchos Gedolos holds that no, Birkas Hamazon covers foods. It does not cover drinks. Drinks, you have to make a bracha of shakoni abidvaro even you drink, even after making a motzi in the middle of a suda. The most extreme shita, the Rush brings on a Yeshorim. It's not the Rush possibly brings on a Yeshorim that he holds that drinking in the middle of Suda is so out of the ordinary, I guess, that every cup of drink you make, you have to make a new bracha. Another bracha every cup you make. That will be the third day I brought down in the Shulchan. Let's see this all inside. Do not make a bracha on this, the shita of Rashi and Tos. Dechashivi kibayi machmas the suda, because they're considered that they're part of the suda, they're bought for the suda. Why? Lefishein derech lechol below shtiyah, because it's not the derech to eat without drinking. Vaf yain lo yatzarek bracha lefan of the, and even wine really should not have gotten beef bracha before. And elim neshu chashiv koveya bracha laatzmo, because it is chashiv, that's why we said it's koveya bracha laatzmo. Aval mayim ushar mashkim lo chashivi vein intun bracha. But water, meats, coke, things like this are not chashiv enough, and therefore they do not get its own bracha. Vafilu imayat samei kodem suda. Even if you were thirsty before the suda, kaven shalo ratzel lishtos as kadesh lo yaziko la amayim. He didn't want to drink before him because he felt that drinking before the suda is not healthy. Nimsa kishtias amayim besiva zavasi upas potar tam. So even in this case, the bread is going to pater the shar mashkin. As I said before, that's the day Rishon. V'yeshomrim, and then the second day of the shita of the Bahag. Yeshomrim levarich al mayim shebesuda. Those who say you have to make a bracha on water, or in that matter, other mashkim during the suda of shakol niyam bidvar. V'yesh machmirim od. Levarich aleihem b'chol pam, every new cup, distama nimlachu b'chol pam, because he has a hezek adas every time. How do we pass in halacha l'maisa? Listen to the words of the Mechaber. This is a chiddush. V'harotzli stelik min ha-safik. Someone who wants to get out of the safik over here, we make a bracha on shermashkim during the suda. Yeshiv kodim netila b'makam suda. So, he should sit down at the table before he starts his suda. V'yavarich al das lishtos b'toch suda. So, have a cup of water now. Have a cup of Coke now. Make a shahakal and have kavana that it's also going to cover the drink that you have during the suda. That's what the Mechaber says. Even the Mechaber. That's what the Mechaber tells you to do. If you want him to get out of all the sveikas, you make a bracha now and no pater, all the other sheets. Why this is going to help for the third sheet to hold your nimlach every time, I'm not exactly sure. But this is what he suggests. Even Rav Avadya and Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul Zatzal, the great poskim of the Svardim, they both say that this is a chumra ba'alma, even for the Svardim, and it's not the minig even for the Svardim to do, and they can be yotze, they can go ahead and feel comfortable just making a motzi and not making a bracha during the suda. Kalva chumra for Ashkenaz, because says the Ramah over here, ba'minig to Svar Rishona, says the Ramah, pashat, the minig is like the first shita, that's why you've probably never seen this chumra before, is because in the mice of the Ramah, paskins, that the minig is like the first opinion, you don't have to go ahead and do this chumra, don't have to sit down before the suda and take a drink. Svardim, lechore, if they want to be machmer, shita's mechaber, there's root to be machmer, but even Rav Avadya and Rav Ben Tzion Abba Shaul say that's a chumra ba'alma, it's l'ravcha l'milsa, and they do not have to go ahead and completely do this. We'll come back with more ha'aras next time on these things about making bracha before when you eat before suda. Ad kan for today.